Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as we continue in this week, focused on serving with integrity, we're looking at how living with integrity, how being protected by integrity, how the very nature of God is reflected in our life of integrity, and how that impacts how we ought to serve Him as we serve others. Today's specific topic is being upheld by integrity. David writes in the Psalms that God upholds him according to his integrity. In the context, the way the English translation is written at least, it would relate to David's integrity. That God honors David's life and he honors his actions, the integrity by which he lives. That even as he's being chased by enemies, even as enemies surround him at times, that God will not relinquish his grip on David. And it's because of David's integrity. But you can also read it and get the idea that David is being upheld by God's integrity. David had been promised by God that he would always be with him. That should David choose to serve God and God alone, that David's descendants would reign on David's throne. And so you look at the promises of God and you recognize that without a God of integrity, they mean very little. We encounter that throughout life. Most of us probably know people that we kind of let their words go in one ear and out the other. For a variety of reasons, but there are those that we do that because we don't believe them. They've not proven to be trustworthy in their words and actions. The old boy crying wolf type of scenario. That they've not lived with integrity once too often, and it's caused a mistrust. And if God was the same way, what would be the point in trusting a God whose word couldn't be trusted? It's one of the reasons why the current movement of reinterpreting Scripture to meet our own needs, to justify sin, to make us feel good, is such a dangerous thing. Because when we do that, we're proclaiming quite loudly that God's word cannot be trusted. And I know the argument is, well, it's not God's word that can't be trusted. It's those that have translated it and interpreted it over 2,000 years. But again, we're saying God cannot be trusted to give wisdom to his people, to give us his word accurately. Until now, all of a sudden, we claim to be smarter than anyone else that's ever lived. And you look at the mess that we've created for ourselves in the midst of trying to claim a wisdom that has not existed before. I write in the devotional book on today's subject, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship, that I think most of us encounter people that become weary, that serving in whatever way it becomes difficult. We feel like giving up. And yet it's in this very aspect of being upheld by integrity that at least some of us keep going. Simply because we said we would. We would not dream of going back on our word. We would not dream of not giving it everything we've got. And in that way, we are not only upheld by our integrity, but we experience the integrity of God, who says that He will never leave us nor forsake us. That He has the power, the ability, the desire to rescue us from anything that would potentially separate us from Him. It's fascinating as I read through Scripture and I see that God not only has given us His Spirit, His Son, to intercede on our behalf, but they make up for what we lack, for what we can't do. When we're weak, He becomes strong in us, through us, for us. And so many times in Scripture we see these opposites. That God responds in a way that complements and builds us up. One of my favorite lines of Scripture is that God says that when we are faithless, He remains faithful. He doesn't respond in kind. He responds with what we need. And we can live life being upheld by our integrity. We can live life of integrity being upheld by God's integrity. For many people, that's the key. That's the missing element in their life. It's that question of what good does it do to keep on keeping on. It's why we reach that point of feeling like giving up that many do give up. Because they've lost faith and they've forgotten God's faithfulness. And yet as we look to God to be upheld by His integrity, as we live a life of integrity so that we do what we say we'll do, we discover that all of a sudden our life is different. The things that are troublesome, the things that are bothering us, the things that weigh us down often don't magically disappear. But they no longer take priority in our life. They no longer have control because we've allowed God to have that position. And it's in this context, it's in this availability of reaching out to God and being reminded of our commitment to God. And every day, say, God, I will follow You today. I will obey You today because I said I would. Because I'm a person of integrity. I'm being upheld by that integrity because You, God, are faithful to honor and to keep those that choose to cling to You. One of the reasons, and I've said this numerous times in various places, I love Scripture, is because God has chosen to give us honest pictures of people. They're not all of the whitewashed super saints that we want to portray them at times. But they're people with struggles, with difficulties, with anxiety, with worry, with concerns, with enemies, with fears, with all of the things that we experience, and yet we can read and watch through Scripture how God upholds them by their integrity and by His integrity. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to consider any aspect of life that you're at a point right now that you feel like giving up. And I'm not saying there isn't a time to make transitions, to change and do things differently, to grow and to learn and to move on from a situation that has entrapped us, that has But we live life too easily giving up. On things that we said we would do. And to pray and ask God to help you to see those places where you've made a commitment and you're beginning to question if you should just walk away. And pray that God would help you to find ways to honor that commitment. To, in some fashion, if it needs to continue, to keep at it. If it's time to bring it to a conclusion, that your commitment to doing it would bring it to a wise and healthy conclusion. Not simply a quitting, but a completing. And as you pray, ask God to remind you in those moments where you're weak, in those moments where you struggle, in those moments where it feels like the enemy has the upper ground, the upper hand, ask God to remind you of the power of His integrity that can uphold you in the midst of whatever life would bring. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love is so incredibly great, more than we can think or imagine, describe. The greatest love that we experience here on earth is, while beautiful, a pale comparison to what You offer to us, to what You give. Father, today may we be people of our word, people of integrity, people who are upheld by the integrity that we have chosen to live by. As we honor our commitment to people, as we honor our commitment to You, may we know of Your promise to uphold us according to our integrity, to uphold us according to Your integrity. And Father, there are times in our life where we make commitments, we say things that are actually in conflict with other things that we've committed to. Times where we can't do both things that we said we would. Times that really test our integrity. And Father, when there's times where we must step back, may we do so in a way that honors that commitment to integrity by admitting our mistakes, by admitting where we went wrong, by being honest and open with people, with You, and by returning to a more careful consideration of what we agree to and what we say, what we promise, Father, may we base all of that commitment in our life on your word and on who you've called us to be. Father, as we live life today, and as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that we would help them to know the value of a life of integrity, of being upheld because of their integrity, of being upheld because of your integrity and your promises to them. Father, may we increase our commitment to spending time in your word, to studying and meditating upon and taking your promises within us, that we would hide them in our heart, not to keep them out of sight, but to keep them ever present with us. And Father, as we read and learn and accept your promises, may we know the great value of being upheld by those promises as you live with ultimate integrity, of doing the things that you say you will do. Father, in those moments of our weakness, in those hours of our weakness, in those days of our weakness, however long that time period may last in our life, may we consistently be reminded of your faithfulness. God, today, may we look deeply within our life. May we consider how others view our level of integrity. May we consider why they view it that way. If there's things that we need to make right, if there's things that we need to seek forgiveness about regarding a lack of commitment, a lack of honesty, a lack of integrity, then may we seek out those that we have wronged, those that we have not kept our word with. And may we humbly ask for forgiveness. May we seek restoration. May we do things in such a way that while our integrity may be doubted at times, yours never would be. And as we live as representatives of Jesus, may we daily seek to grow in not only being more like him, but living with greater integrity. Father, as we reach points in our life where we feel like giving up, may you remind us both of our promises and remind us of your promises. That at those points of despair, at those points of decision, that integrity would uphold us. And as we are upheld by integrity, may we be very deliberate about lifting up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.